This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Webster defines trivia as bits of information that are of little value. Webster never played Stump the Chumps. A Kansas City institution for a quarter century. If you like sports trivia and free stuff, this is your chance. All you gotta do is Stump the Chumps. And here they are, Soren Petro, Pete Enoch, and Curtis Siebold.
Let's go line it up. The great one, Peter Yates Enoch, has arrived. That means it's time to Stump the Chumps. Grab your lines right now. We're going to move quickly. 913-310-810, the phone number, 913-310-810. If you want the best Cajun food anywhere around, it's at Jazz, a Louisiana Kitchen. Best live music, it's at Jazz. They're playing music again at the best Cajun restaurant in town, in Independence. 291 and I-70 at the Kansas Med Center, right by the KU Med Center, the University of Kansas Health Center, at 39th and State Line, and out in KCK at the Legends. That's where you can find great Cajun food from Jazz. Go to jazzkitchen.com. Need any catering? They're experts at that as well. And, of course, happy to bring you the carryout if you want to take it home or dine in at Jazz, a Louisiana Kitchen. We'll play Stump the Chumps. Ask us a question of sports history. If we don't know the answer, we will give you a question back. You get that question right, you are a winner. It's as simple as that. We limit our responses to three. We ask that your question be relevant. And one question and one question only. Connecting two questions by the word and is still more than one question. One question and one question only. We're down a man today. No Lebo. Lebo's on vacation. So we will do our best to muster on without the great Todd Lebo. But we do have you, Pete. How are you, buddy? What's going on?
I'm doing fine, man. How about you?
Not bad. No
complaints.
I've
got one question for you, Serene, okay. With all this hubbub about the expansion. Do Oklahoma and Texas, do they really want to get in that league and get their asses kicked?
Do you think that's what would happen?
Yes, I do. I certainly do. Oklahoma's going to find out every week you don't play Baylor, Baylor and God knows who else. No, it's not going to be fun for Texas. Hadn't been a factor for a long time. So, I mean, do they really want to play Nebraska and get their asses kicked? I mean, Nebraska has absolutely no reputation in this country right now for excellence in sports. None. And when they left here, they lost that foothold anyway. But do they really want to get their butts kicked that bad? Is that money that good?
Wow. I'm not convinced that Oklahoma would get its butt kicked.
Well, like I told you,
Texas,
there's
maybe,
two sets of people right
Texas
now
that
are worried to death. Assistant football coaches, who are generally the hardest working guys in sports, they're going to have to hustle now if they get in the SEC.
Because you think it's going to be that much more difficult for them?
Oh, absolutely,
as far as recruiting,
it's going to be.
Competing.
Yeah, absolutely, it's going to be tough. It's no, Oklahoma will never have the stature they have again if they get in the SEC ever.
I think whatever the shelf is underneath Alabama in the SEC, I think Oklahoma enters. Would enter the SEC on that show.
I don't know. I think Georgia.
Whatever's below.
Oklahoma,
well, but
I
that's, think that's true of every school out there. That's not even a.
No, I mean, LSU, Georgia, that whatever that is, right under Alabama. I'm not sure Oklahoma's Alabama's.
Oh, I see what
level.
You're saying. You're saying they would be above.
Yeah.
As far as the stature of the program.
Be above LSU.
Yes. I think they land there and they're
at
and
stature
they're,
they would.
Only
what
behind
about competitively?
Alabama. Competitively. I mean, competitively.
Okay.
I think in football they get there. The only team that I think you could say is definitively ahead of Oklahoma would be Alabama. They're
I
as
think
good as everybody else.
Two schools right there that would wake up with Oklahoma's inclusion into the league would be Georgia and LSU. LSU has second team players that can kick Oklahoma's ass. If they had the right coach.
Yeah,
I like Ed. I like him, but LSU has tremendous athletes.
They
we
do.
See it every year in the draft.
They do.
And Georgia does too. So, no, I think Oklahoma, and I think they'd be making a big mistake. But
Oklahoma fills the – there's a lot of Oklahoma jerseys up on the draft night too.
Oh, I know there are, but
– not generally on defense.
No.
Not lately.
No. But they fill it full of offense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quarterbacks
well, I think
running
they're that's just me. I think
linemen.
They're making a big mistake because I think they'll fall in their integrity. Not integrity, but in their reputation.
Or maybe they rise with the tide.
Or maybe they do, yeah.
And maybe that
yeah,
now
absolutely.
Gets them the best defensive
Nothing
players in the country.
But it is a great football school.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and they want to win. So, I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Well, but, I'm not going to say I'm glad this is happening because I know it's not what, you know, our local fans want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think it's what Mizzou wants to hear.
You called it 5 years ago.
I did say it was inevitable.
You just said it. We're not done yet.
No, this was a stay of execution. So, yeah, it is where I thought things would go. But I know it's frustrating for the fans because it's not what they want. Although, I mean, I think Kansas lands in the Big Ten.
I'd love to see that. I would love to see it.
Love to see Kansas and Kansas State.
I would
land.
Too. I'd like to see both of them.
I don't think it's a problem if Kansas State went to the Pac-12. I don't like that for them. I like them putting together the best Big 12 combination of AAC and Mountain West schools that they can for a league, and then still just playing basketball once a year against Kansas and football once a year in the non-con. You can still do that.
Well, I see Kansas State and KU. Some people say, well, academically, bull crap. Those two schools are good academically, and they can just – you know, my dad once said, hey, son, you can be pretty good if you go to a junior college, if you open the books and understand them and read them and then get off your lazy ass and go out and work. And I think that's true at any school in this country. And I think KU and K-State are excellent schools. And they would make the Big Ten, I think, very proud. Because I know K-State and KU are on a par with Indiana. Iowa's got a good writing school, but I think they're on a par with Iowa. Northwestern's probably in a class by itself as far as academics go in there. Michigan's tough. But
what if the SEC's not just stopping with those two? What we think 16's next because it's kind of been a 2x2 addition that's happened. But what if they're going to 20? What if they're saying, listen, the only football you're going to watch in college football is going to be us?
Well,
I don't think that's it. I think if they got these two, they would stop with these two. But if they said, listen, we want to be everything on everything, then wouldn't Kansas be the next school they would ask to come with them to help fill out their basketball roster?
I would think so. I think KU and K-State to maybe
KU, Kentucky would be every bit the promotional vehicle that Duke, North Carolina is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Kentucky's
maybe
every
more.
Bit as charming as KU, as sexy as KU, if you ever want to use that word, whatever. But I personally think KU is a pretty good draw. I mean, they've suffered in football, but academically it's a damn good school. We know what they do in basketball, and on track, I think they could – I mean, I was talking to Blair the other day about track, about the popularity. I think KU could once again beat rise in track popularity to equal LSU or get close to them. So I think you're looking at two pretty good schools there, and I don't think they have to bow their heads at all.
I think even if it's not – you know, if one of them or both of them don't end up in one of what are now the power leagues, the league that they end up in will be really good.
Yeah.
913-83-810-810, the phone number. Grab a line, 913-83-810-810. Gentlemen, are we ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get things started here. Your chance for great Cajun food from Jazz starts with Rick. You're in the program, Rick. Stump the Chumps.
Hey, Chumps, how you doing?
We're doing well, buddy. What do you got for us?
Well, this Saturday night is Alex Gordon night at the K. Alex Gordon just retired after 14 seasons, all of them with the Royals, much of the Savannah Seren.
Not to my chagrin, I just don't think it was the right. I think their move, they would have been better had they spent the money on keeping Moustakas and Hosmer. And, you know, that last contract with Alex Gordon, he didn't really do a lot.
I get it. I'm just jerking your chain there. But he became the sixth player for the Royals to play his entire career with a minimum of 10 seasons played. Number one, obviously, is Brett, and two is Frank with 21 and 18 seasons. And then Alex comes in at number four with his 14. Name the other three players on that list.
Oh, that's a great question.
Sweeney went on?
Played their entire career? No, Sweeney.
Oh. Of at least 10 years. Well, Danny Duffy'd be one because he's a 10-5 guy, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, with that, does active count?
No, not active.
Not active.
Because they could go somewhere else.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So the career is over.
Did Sweeney play 10?
He went elsewhere.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, remember he went to the Phillies, maybe the Mariners, too?
Yep, you're right.
About Split.
That was a good one, though. Split. He
was 70 to 84.
Who's that? Yeah,
what about Leonard?
Oh.
Did Leonard
I think
quiz?
He missed. I think Leonard came a little later and left a year earlier. Then, as far as number, I think it would probably split.
What would it be, 10, though?
Five.
I'm just going with 10 years. 10 years or more, whole career with the Royals. Career over.
Those Leonard was here 10,
I think, but he got hurt 83 and came
but
back.
But he was still a Royal.
Yeah, that's true.
Do hurt years count?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a nominee.
Did Quiz go anyplace else?
I don't.
Yeah, I went to St. Louis.
He did at the end? Okay. Yeah. God, I don't remember that. Maybe I do. I don't remember him in the uniform. I actually think I remember seeing it on the page on Baseball Reference.
I think Splittorff.
All right, we're gonna go with Paul Splittorff.
Yeah, he's number 3 at 15.
Okay, so we need 5 and 6.
10 years. You don't think Leonard was
Royals? He got there in, I think, 74, and he last pitched for the Royals in 86. So he had 13 seasons.
All right, you want to go with him next?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go Leonard next.
Yep, Leonard's in there.
Okay, so one more. Damn, now I want to get this.
None of the originals, we know that.
Are we missing somebody here of late?
It might be Duffy.
No, he said doesn't count. Duffy is he'll if he doesn't play anywhere else he'll join that list, but
in the 70s or 80s anybody in the 80s?
That's what I'm trying to think.
With Salvi. Salvi would also he's also got 10.
Salvi, yeah, he'd be there too if he finishes up here. I can't. I'm drawing a blank on
somebody's in the 80s or 90s.
They're in one of those. I mean, Gooba's a no. Sabes no.
Goob, where'd Gooby go?
Angels. Oh, that's just traded for Chili Davis. That might have been a nice question to go back with. I can't think of anybody.
Willie moved on.
We're missing something. Willie went to the A's and the Cubs.
Went to the Pirates. Oh,
he came from the Mets.
Patek went to the Angels. I mean, and started with the Pirates. I don't know. We're gonna kick ourselves.
Jeff Montgomery?
No, he had cups of coffee with the Reds before he got traded over. Hal played for the Reds.
Right.
Who are we missing? Royal only.
Damn. It was a pitcher, wasn't it? God.
I got.
We out?
Yeah, I think we're just out.
I want to
throw something out there. But.
I want to throw something out there just to see if it's there, but I know anything I throw out there I know is wrong.
Why is Kurt Nelson not texting us?
Because he's not a cheater. Boy, we give up? I think we got to give up.
Yeah.
We give up. Who's the last one?
John Walton at 10 feet.
Oh my God.
How did we miss the Duke?
Didn't think of
that. That is absolutely embarrassing. So bad.
I have a Royals question.
You got one? Go for it.
Royals just swept the season series from the Brewers. Who was the last time? That was 4 games. Who was the last team the Royals swept in a season series of more than 4 games?
Oh,
what year was
series?
It?
1988.
In 1988, they swept a season series of more than 4 games. How many games was it?
12.
It's 12 games. So clearly, in 88 was an American League team.
Yeah. In fact, John Watham was the manager. Okay. Ironically enough.
So, oh wow.
Would it have been a divisional opponent then at 12 games? No. So not a divisional opponent. There you go. We've now taken you down to what roughly.
Six teams? Six or seven teams? They didn't play Interleague back then.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to say the Yankees.
Not bad. Kind of.
Close.
And, you know, but not quite. I'm going to let you go, Rick.
That was the Baltimore Orioles. That was the year they started off 0-21, I think.
Oh, God.
And the Royals, 12 games, 12 losses. The Orioles swept them in the season series in 70 or 71. The Royals got them back in 88.
Wow. Let's go to T-Box. You're the program, T-Box. Stump the chumps, buddy.
Hey, guys. Nothing says hockey like a heat wave. So
I agree. Let's cool things off with a little puck talk.
Let's do it. So,
Wait, T-Box, yeah. Your phone is we couldn't understand a word you were saying. Try it again.
Sorry. 50-50 club in the NHL, 50 goals in 50 games. 5 players have done that in NHL history. Wayne Gretzky was obviously one of them. Can you name 3 of the other 4?
One of the others, wasn't he? Mike Bossy did it for the Islanders.
He did? Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll start with Mike Bossy.
Mike Bossy is one.
Bobby Hull?
Yeah, Bobby Hull or Brett Hull maybe too. Didn't he? He had
Bobby
like
was
80
the first,
or 90.
I think.
Did he do 50 and 50 games? Yeah. And I would think Mario Lemieux probably got there too.
Yeah,
I would think he'd be in the mix.
Could Pavel Bure ever have a big
lot of names we could throw
season?
Out
I know that he scored enough goals.
No, it's 50 goals in 50 games.
Oh, I see.
Like Maurice Richard, those old timers. Maurice Richard, Henri Richard. I think Bobby Hull was the first. I wouldn't.
You want to go with him?
Let's muse.
I like
a
Lemieux
bit.
Better.
You want to go?
I'm almost certain.
All right, we're going to go Mario Lemieux second.
Lemieux
too. We're right. I'm sorry, we couldn't kind of.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
So there's one more.
Yeah. Well, there's two more, but you only have to get one.
Okay.
There.
Bobby Hull.
All right, we're going to go Bobby Hull for the last one.
Go with Brett Hull.
Oh,
yeah, he had a monster. He had like a 90-goal season.
Sorry, guys.
Hey, no, that's.
I thought it was Bobby Hull.
Anybody ask any hockey question, you go Bobby Hull, you're in the ballpark.
Yeah, you got a
man,
coin flip.
I'd have sworn it was Bobby
Hull.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who was the other one?
Yep, it was Richard. You were on it. I don't have a hockey, but I've got a Chiefs one, unless somebody's got something that's better.
No.
Okay. Here we go, getting ready for Chiefs training camp. Patrick Mahomes, of course, will be under center. Tell me, he's only been quarterback. He's been on the team for 4 years, starting quarterback for 3 years. Where does he rank on the team's career passing yards list? Just where does he rank?
Probably about third, I would guess. I'll just guess.
You're just thinking right now, right?
Oh, yeah. I am definitely just thinking right now.
I could spin it around and say, name three of the guys that are in front of him.
Oh, okay. Well, he's got to be probably.
I will give you Len Dawson. You give me the other three.
One of them would be, let's see, Trent Green, probably.
Yes, second.
Would have to be one of them.
Lenny's 28,500. Trent's about 21,500.
Yeah, I'm trying to think with it. Bill Kenny, maybe. Not Warren Moon, he didn't play for us long enough.
Nope. Patrick Mahomes has 14,152. You're missing 17,608 and 17,277.
And not Mike Livingston didn't get on the field enough. Neither did. I'll try Todd Blackledge.
No, Todd Blackledge ranks 15th at 4,510.
You were on it.
You were on it. Bill Kenny is 17,277. And Alex Smith, how quickly we forget, T-Box. 17,608. Patrick Mahomes already fifth. And at 14-1, with just a substandard year, he will be third, passing Alex Smith and Bill Kenny this year. That is amazing.
Oh, yeah,
that is amazing.
And he'll likely,
no, you don't, T-Box.
And he'll
give
likely
yourself
pass
some
Trent Green for second on the touchdowns list. And
yeah.
Within the first 2 weeks of the season, he's four back.
T-Box, you don't suck. You just suck today. There's a big difference. 913-3-810-810. Avery, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Avery.
Hi, Jokic and Embiid finished first and second in the MVP voting this year. It was the second time that two players born outside the U.S. had done that. Can you tell me the first?
Ooh, Duncan and Nash, maybe?
That's pretty good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. They were both Nash, Canada,
yep,
and Duncan.
Right.
I don't know, U.S. Canada. Virgin Islands, is that outside the U.S.?
I can give you a hint.
What about?
Well, if you're giving me a hint, I don't think it's Duncan and Nash. What were you going to say, Jim?
I was going to say, what about like Olajuwon and Ewing? Because Ewing was born in Jamaica.
Well, that could be it. Throw in Dominic Wilkins. He was born in Germany, I think. I think he was a military brat. Mm-hmm. Olajuwon, Ewing. That's not bad. If he's giving me a hint, he wasn't digging Duncan and Nash.
Or was it Dirk and Nash?
I didn't ever hear this hint either.
Oh, the hint Avery. Is one was born in Europe and one was born in Africa.
Oh, wow.
Then I'm thinking, would it be Olajuwon and Dominique?
Because Dominique was born in Germany?
I think he was born in Germany. I think that was an answer.
You know, I think everyone thinks of Nash as a Canadian. I think he's the guy. I think he's from South Africa.
I think he's the African guy?
I think, yeah,
really?
I think,
You're joking.
God,
I just sworn he's from
South Africa. I remember thinking when you said Nash, I'm like, wait a minute,
he is from Canada.
I don't think he was born in Canada.
Curtis was right. It's seriously something weird like that. I know he's of Canadian descent, but he was born somewhere.
I'm like, and then I remember thinking a couple years ago, wait a minute, he's not from
Africa and Europe, so that wouldn't be Duncan.
It could be Dirk.
Yeah.
He was MVP the year they won it all, I think, or maybe the year after when they
Dirk and Nash finished
five wins.
Dirk and Nash. I mean, is there another Euro we're missing that if it's not Dirk? Where do you want to go? You want to go Dirk and Nash?
Yeah.
All right. Curtis says Dirk and Steve Nash.
Yeah, Dirk was born in Germany, and Johannesburg is where Steve Nash was born. He played for Canada, but he was born there.
Wow. That is a great question, Avery. You want to know why it's a great question?
Because
we had to think about it, but we ultimately got it. I'm going to give you Jazz for giving us a great question. Great questions now get you Jazz because it makes us feel good, and we hope it makes you feel good. OU Rock, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Rock.
Gentlemen, how are you?
We're good, buddy. What do you got for us today?
Well, okay, you know, with the Olympics, it's going to be an Olympic boxing question.
Okay.
A very simple one. Who is the last U.S. gold medalist? Male.
Wow. Have we been kind of scarce here on that?
Did not hazard a guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it had to have been somebody in the last Olympics, didn't it? Or are we not any good in boxing anymore? I have no idea.
I'll give you one hint if you need it. It is a named fighter. It's not, you know, some, you know, chump.
Tomato can Harry.
Yeah. Hey, I
strongly resemble
the idea
that.
Of chumps being bad. I got
Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker.
Oh, that was way too far back.
I know.
Andre Ward in 2004.
The U.S. has not won a gold medal in boxing since 2004?
Yes.
The whole team used to win the gold medal.
I know. Everybody's turning pro too early now, see?
Okay, we got an Olympic question for you.
Okay.
Only three countries have appeared in every Olympics, both summer and winter. Give me two out of the three.
Oh, wow.
Everyone?
Yep.
Okay,
they've appeared in every Olympics, modern, summer and winter.
Modern Olympics, obviously. We're not talking
since
about
1896.
You know,
well,
Sparta. And,
right, Milos.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Unbeknownst to many, Mexico was actually there. It was Sparta and, you know, Athens. And
hey, they were illegal aliens over there. I'm kidding now. Okay, that takes out a lot of people, a lot of countries because of the 80 and 84.
None of the three are powers, Rock.
Really?
None of the three are particularly powerful in the Olympics, no.
Is Italy one of them?
No. But you were musing then, so
you're just
keep
thinking,
going.
So keep trying.
It was the war. I guess they didn't do it in the wartime. Mm-hmm. Shoot.
I don't think they went to the first Olympics either.
Hmm.
I did like the first Olympics, though. One of the swimmers drowned.
Well, that's a problem. Should have spent a little more time practicing.
Right.
How about somebody like Norway?
No, Norway was probably absent from several Summer Olympics.
Nice try, Rock. We'll let you. Sounds like you got your hands full. We're going to let you get back to it.
As I said, not powerful. England.
Wait.
Okay.
I was.
There's England. You got one.
Yeah, I was definitely going to say England. I was going to say Australia.
Get two.
Okay.
Good.
I was not going to say either one of those.
That's good.
Greece was the one I was going to try.
No, Greece, they've had to be in every one of them.
Am I right?
No.
No. Okay. So then they didn't have to be in every one of them.
Yeah,
they
did because they started it.
But so am I right with Greece?
No. No. Switzerland.
I don't. Okay. Oh, Switzerland?
Yeah.
Really?
No, the reason I'm saying Greece is because they're the ones that started the
whole
thing.
Yeah, right.
You'd
think that they would. That was my thinking, is that they would have sent a team for something.
No, they didn't. The war years, they were out.
Okay, let's go. Here we go. Moving quick. 913-3-810-810. Jim, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps.
Yes, baseball question. Who is the only pitcher to beat the Boston Braves, Milwaukee Braves, and Atlanta Braves?
Ooh.
It wouldn't be Robin, would it?
To the
is it Lefty Grove or
no? Because Lefty was gone. What did he say? All the Braves teams.
Yeah,
Lefty was long gone by when they were the.
He moved to Atlanta in '66. He left Boston in what late thirties, 35, 36.
So the guy would have.
Or 40, maybe the 40s. Probably the 40s.
Yeah, I was going to say, 35 to 66, that's one hell of a career.
It would be.
Yeah, it is. Well, it wasn't Wilhelm. He had to do it probably in, when did they move to Milwaukee, 52?
Probably, yeah. I think I'd be right.
What in the hell? Warren Spahn didn't beat himself. Vic Rashi? No. Somebody. Damn it! The Atlanta Braves are the ones that's throwing me off here.
I got nothing. It's on you, Pete. Give us a National Leaguer.
Hoyt Wilhelm.
You want to try that? We'll try Hoyt Wilhelm.
No, it was Robin Roberts.
Oh my God! That's where you were
seriously?
First.
Wow.
All right. Speaking of beating team, you got one? Is that what you said?
A baseball pitcher.
Yeah, go
one.
For it.
Jack Morris won more games in the 1980s than any other pitcher. Who was second on that list?
80s wins.
140 wins.
Is it
64?
The guy you love so much? Yeah, it is. Curtis loves this guy.
I like this guy. He's the answer to a lot of trivia questions.
He played for a team that Jack Morris perhaps won a World Series with.
He faced the Royals in the postseason.
And he faced the Royals in the postseason. In the 80s.
Yep.
So that narrows down. Jack Morris played for this team and won a World Series, and this team also faced the Royals in the postseason. I think that makes it one of two teams that the guy played for.
Lost back-to-back no-hitters with two outs in the ninth. Eventually did get one.
Yeah. That is your. That is
one of the great standalone stashes in baseball history.
All the clues that can be given right there.
A hell of a pitcher.
I got nothing. I'm totally blank.
Dave Steeb.
Dave Steeb.
You remember the great Dave Steeb? You didn't, but you will.
Today.
You will soon. Let's get to Scott real quick. You're in the program. Set the chump, Scott.
Hey, great. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. Good. What do you got for us?
One of my all-time favorite Kansas City Kings players, the old-time Kings, was Sam Lacy. He was drafted number 5 overall in the 1970 draft. The 4 guys ahead of him all got into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Can you name 3 of them?
Ooh, 1970?
That would have
was that
known,
was Bob was big center from Bonaventure. Was he
Bob Lanier?
Was Bob Lanier drafted that year?
Sounds about right.
I think he was the first pick, I think. That was it. We used him with the two times the Pistons had the number 1 overall pick. That was one of them. So
Lanier,
I think you're right.
Lanier was one.
70.
You want to try that? We're gonna start with Bob Lanier.
That's correct. He was number 1 taken by the Pistons.
70.
You're the only one who's got a shot at this, Pete.
Hall of Fame.
Maravich.
You guys are tougher than this than I am.
You want to try that?
Pistol?
Okay.
Who's that?
Maravich. Maravich. Does that sound about right? His
69. He graduated 69. Could have been 70.
Yeah. We'll say Pete Maravich.
That's 2.
Okay. Oh, my God. Now we got to get
it. That's good. That was good.
This hint will not help you, but one of them was one of my all-time favorite players in the NBA.
That really doesn't help much.
But he had to have been pretty good.
Yeah.
And he said Hall of Famer, so we already knew that, actually.
We're certainly not getting to college, are we?
His all-time favorite players. Usually you like someone who's kind of dynamic, 1970. It's not Thompson. It's not. He's later.
Good player.
When was our buddy? What was Dave Bing? Was that 68?
I don't know. Dave it might Bing? Have been right in that range. You want to try that?
Well, Bing was pretty good, wasn't he?
We'll try Dave Bing.
No.
Okay, who is it?
The other two drafted number 2 was Rudy Tomjanovich.
Wow.
Number 4, one of my all-time favorite players, Dave Cowens.
Oh, Dave Cowens, very good.
Ask him who knocked out Rudy Tomjanovich, or do you have a...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you
probably
do it.
Knows.
I have a different one, but we can do it.
If you're asking me that question, then you're saying, Scott, we're giving you Jazz.
That's fine. Go for it. Who
Kermit
knocked
Washington.
Him out on the court?
Kermit Washington.
Yep. Kermit Washington. You're
American
getting Jazz.
University.
Nice job. Nice job. We'll take a break. Come back. Give you some bold and daring opinions coming up next here in the program.
The program with Soren Petro.
What the hell are you doing, fat ass?
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Jazz into the hour answer. Michael John Sweeney, 48 today. He hit 100 career home runs at Kauffman Stadium. Who did he hit the last one off of? It is of note.
It is of note?
It is of note.
Why is it of note?
Because
Delective?
He's not. It's Bruce Chen of the Royals. Mike Sweeney was playing for the Mariners at that time when he came back, played at Kauffman Stadium, hit his 100th and final Kauffman Stadium home run as a member of the Mariners.
Come on, Chen.
August 6th, 2009.
Wow.
How many RBs did he have 1 year? 144 or something like
144.
That. That's a hell of a lot.
And he didn't even lead the league, did he?
But he was the problem with the Royals then.
Like 160 something.
The only thing he ever led the league in hit by pitch 1 year. He would crowd that play, but that was one of the most violent swings I've ever seen. When he would just attack a baseball, it was
144. That is amazing.
It was fun to watch.
What were we playing for, Kay?
Playing for Jazz.
Great, oh, that's right. Great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. You can get it right now. Take it home if you want. They'll be happy to bring it out to your car. JazzKitchen.com. See that incredible Cajun menu or dine in. Live music playing, great live music, and the best Cajun food anywhere around. That is what you get at all three locations at Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. Bold and daring prediction time. By the way, looking back from last week, I had Bucks in 7. Lebo had Bucks in 7. Jed and Pete had Suns in 6.
I made a mistake.
None of us got it right.
I got the games right.
Well, at least you guys got the right team.
And then go back to the 8th when it was 1-0 Suns.
Yeah.
Curtis, Jed, Lebo, Pete all had Suns. One guy who's maybe pounds overweight,
maybe.
Leaned way too far back in his chair. And has 2 thumbs. This guy.
And am I the only guy in the United States that thinks that, what was his name, Middleton?
Yeah,
Kyle Middleton. He's my MVP.
Really?
No,
he's a good player.
You don't win without Giannis. We know that. But I don't think you win without Middleton.
By the way, we didn't get to the British Open winner. I had that down last week. Can I just tell you that I had put in my answers?
Mm-hmm.
I won a Dynasty Football League or Dynasty Golf thing. First time some friends of mine invited me to play. Total beginner's luck. I won. The one guy who didn't make the cut for my team, Ricky Fowler, was my pick.
Really?
Wow.
If we'd gotten to the British Open one.
Well, who'd you take, Rahm?
I had Rahm. I had Spieth. I had a bunch of guys.
Well, did you really? Well.
Yeah.
A couple top fivers.
He had these pools of players that you had to pick guys
but
from.
But you had 2 top fivers.
I took Rahm pretty only because he's Jed's favorite player. And well, and I know he's playing well.
You can't go wrong picking Rahm. He just keeps on in the top 10.
He won the last major, so I knew that was going to be pretty good. But, yeah, I had Spieth. I felt pretty good about it. Dustin Johnson, who was another 6 or so.
Number one player in the world. Yeah, not bad.
There's some the guys in this league, they're golfers, and so they're not happy when.
Oh, it was nice. That was nice. That was sweet revenge.
Yeah, when Tubby No Golf comes in and wins their little event, not going to be real happy. All right, so here we go. We are up to the Big 12, all right? Is there a Big 12 in 5 years? Curtis?
Yes.
Okay. Jed?
No.
Okay. Pete?
No.
I think Curtis and I are probably going to be of the same opinion as to what the yes means. Yes, it'll
teams.
Look really different.
Different teams.
But it's going to carry on. There is still a whack conference. When I lived in Las Vegas, the Western Athletic Conference had just expanded to add like TCU, and they had Boise and Hawaii and Fresno State and San Diego State and all those. And then the good football schools went to the Mountain West, but the WAC lived on.
Yeah.
All the way to at one point having UMKC in it.
Yeah, you're right.
The Big 12 will still be around.
You're right.
The comp I had earlier was.
It just will look really different.
Well, I'm going for the fact
the Big
that.
East.
Pardon me, I'm sorry, Chris.
No, you're good.
No, the Big 10 was once the Western Conference.
Yeah.
And the PAC. And there's the Pacific Coast Athletic Association was the Pac-12. So I don't know. I wish these people just stay out of sports. The people that are in sports, they'd stay out of it.
All right, let's go.
Well, and I'm more of the mindset with Pete, just because I think, wow, the Big 8, the Big 6, Big 7, Big 8, into Big 12 has history. I think the Big 12 as itself being only 25 years old, that is what will it just doesn't have the longevity for the conference brand to be around. That's why I think it'll disband.
Four original teams aren't even there anymore.
I think the smart move would be to be the Big 16 and whoever's left get the 16 best schools that aren't there. Aren't in one of the power leagues
yeah,
at that
get
point.
Houston and
you like yep. Brigham Young,
BYU, Houston,
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Yeah. I mean,
if
you think
Florida,
you're going to travel,
South Florida and Boise, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't worry about travel, then you can keep West Virginia and you can add.
Who's
Central
gonna be
Florida
the first team to pull Chicago, and just say hell with it, we're out. Period. We're de-emphasizing everything.
I think it's a different time. I don't think there'll
think
be
so.
Anybody.
Okay.
I don't think there'll be anybody. But I think that you got to decide, can you travel? Hey, can you have four time zones in a conference?
Yeah.
And maybe, like Tim Fitzgerald said, maybe it works because, you know, there are television time slots that need to be yeah. filled
they're
by networks.
Russia. Russia's got 13 time zones.
Well, that's
don't
a,
ask
that's
me to name the league
though.
Or the teams.
No. What league is Oklahoma in 5 years from today?
SEC.
Jed?
Big Ten.
Ooh.
Big Ten, okay. That is bold. That is definitely bold. Pete?
They want to stay south, SEC.
SEC. I'll go SEC as well. Texas?
SEC. Okay.
Jed?
I think they'll get their sand kicked in their face, but they'll go to the SEC.
Okay, Pete?
They'll be finishing last in the division in the SEC.
Okay. Now here we go. Kansas?
Big 12.
You think they're still in?
I think they're going to stay
okay.
there. Yep, I think
Jed?
Big 10 also.
Ooh.
I'm Big Ten on Kansas as
that's
well.
That's where I want to see them too. Big Ten.
Big Ten.
Love okay. to see KU in the Big Ten.
All right. K-State. Okay.
Big 12.
Okay. I'm Big 12 also. Jed?
Mountain West.
Okay. So you see it coming down. Okay. Pete?
Big 12, whatever God's
whatever
name is going to be.
Whatever it is at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. I'll take that one. That one works. All right. Next one. How many titles does Giannis win?
Two.
You gonna go two?
I think he wins one more.
Okay.
It's hard to win three.
Pete,
you've already seen it.
Just one.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Dirk Nowitzki, Jed.
I think he gets to three. He's able to get another superstar to come, or superstar type player to come to Milwaukee, and they have a good nucleus around him already. So I'm gonna say he gets three.
Yeah, I think he's pretty damn good, I think he's gonna get more people. And the other thing that I think is. Durant's past his prime. Steph Curry's past his prime. All the guys that have been winning it are now old. So I think you got to be looking at who's the next young wave that's going to come through. I wouldn't be shocked if the Clippers get one. I think they might get another piece and get one. But I don't know. I feel like LeBron and you know, AD's.
How many years
did
this set the kid back
LeBron.
In Arizona? I still can't pronounce it. It was in the finals this year at the center.
DeAndre Ayton?
Where would Rip Van Winkle? Who in the hell did somebody wake him up, please, next year?
I mean,
he had a great series going for him until the finals. And then
he
stuck out loud.
He had to guard Giannis. They started playing small.
Well, Giannis ain't going anywhere for a while.
Yeah.
And so kid really let me down. I thought he'd really come to the forefront, and he didn't.
Well, and I think also from the sense that when you look at the young stars that are coming, we all like what Ja Morant did. Some people think Zion Williamson is going to maybe get into the playoffs at some point, but who is it? Luka, I guess he's not winning anything. Trae Young, I think that the young stars that are coming, as we talked about many times, that's how they become stars, by winning playoff series. But those guys don't scare me as much as what I saw from Freak Show Giannis in the playoffs.
Soren, do you see any big playmakers in this draft this year? Any big change makers? I don't.
I think Cade Cunningham
do you?
Is going to be pretty good. Okay. I heard him compared to Jason Tatum. I thought that was
pretty
a pretty good
comparison.
And Jason Tatum's really good. Yeah. But, like, is one of them Giannis, LeBron, one of those guys that you go, wow, that's just a freak show guy that guy by himself gets you to the semifinals? No. I don't see any of those guys being that good. Yeah. I don't see him being that good. How many games does Adalberto Mondesi play this year? He has played 10. There are 68 games left on the schedule, and he is not back yet.
40.
You have you feel strong on that, Kay?
No.
Okay. Pete, Jed?
16.
By the way,
16. Yeah.
16. No.
By the way, it's notable for this Royals team. On the Baseball Reference, the team page, they list the top 12 guys in WAR for that season with pictures.
He's not there.
He's still there.
Oh, he's still there?
He's number 12.
In 10 games?
0.5 WAR. He is still in the Royals.
It's 16 with 4 days off.
Okay. Jed?
21 games.
Man, I thought I was going to be the Debbie Downer. 34 is Jeez. The number I put. I thought for sure.
Do you think he's Ripken?
Yeah. Billy Ripken.
Yeah, all right. Ripken-esque.
The date for the extension for Tyrann Mathieu to be announced, and you could have no date because you don't think it's going to happen. Hit new Tyrann Mathieu contract. When, what date do we hear that?
I'm going to say July 30th because it would just be perfect for it to land the first day you're on vacation.
Yeah, that
Boom.
Would be.
Boom, you're driving like, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say July 30th, a week from Friday.
Okay, Jed?
Does not come.
Doesn't happen.
Wow.
Okay. Pete?
No date, but latter part of camp.
A date.
When's the last day of camp?
Pete's going to take the latter part of camp, and then if he signs anywhere before the season, I nailed it!
Okay, what is the legal last date of camp?
Probably somewhere.
So, like, you mean like at St. Joe?
Yeah.
Or do you mean just practices? Because they come back and practice like 2 weeks before they...
14th or okay. so, I would imagine, or 15th or something, probably.
I'll put down, if you want last day of St. Joe, I can put that down, then we'll look it up.
Last day of St. Joe.
Last day in St. Joe. All right, I'll take that. I am going to go... Your 7:30 was pretty brilliant there, Curtis. That was pretty good.
It was a combination of when it might happen and like what would be the perfect day for it to happen.
I'm going to go August 2nd because that's the Monday of the full week that I'm off. So I'm going to go August 2nd. I like the way you think that. I'm going to go August 2nd on that one. How many Olympic events are canceled due to COVID?
One.
Okay.
I'll be optimistic. I think that's optimistic from some people. What some people would think.
Pete?
Seven.
Seven uh-huh. events? There are a million events now.
There really are. I can go higher than that, actually.
Especially in the summer.
Because I think the events, people are closer together, not fencing, or maybe the things like that. Yeah, they're going to call them off.
Curtis says one. Pete says seven. Jed?
14.
Wow.
Jeez. I know, Captain Obvious, you're Captain Optimism,
Doomsayer.
Man. 14.
I mean, it says in my Twitter profile, generally sour, so I don't think this should come as any shock here.
Well, then there's no good spot. I'm going to say these are events canceled, so a team might get knocked out, but to take the whole event out, yeah. I'm going zero. I think you guys
really?
Didn't.
I'm not too damn sure. They're not sending everybody back in two days.
That's why I kept it at one.
So you just get your kid in your own plane and train or boat or get out of here.
All right, we have done K-State wins. We have done Missouri wins. Kansas football.
I thought we did that.
Yeah, I thought we did that.
No, I don't think so. I see here's K-State. Here's Missouri. No.
I'm going with you on this. I know where you're going, and I'm going to go with you.
We never got there. How many wins? Who wants? What do you say,
two.
Pete? Two? Oh, you're going to go two? Okay.
I had one, but I think they're going to stretch one out there.
Jed?
I'm going three. Lance Leipold's turning it around this
Curtis.
Year, starting now.
I think he's going to turn it around. The talent's not there yet. I will say two, though. I think they'll win when they're supposed to.
They'll beat Duke in the last 3 seconds.
I thought I was going to be Captain Daring and Bold with number three, but Jed's right there with me. I'm going to go three.
Oh, I thought you were going two.
Three wins for Rock Chalk this year.
All right.
Somebody get... What was Jackson's name?
Penguin.
Penguin. Somebody get Penguin on the horn. I'm going three big fat wins.
Well, all of us are winning in Vegas, aren't we? Isn't it 1.5?
Yeah, we'd all be on the over. Yeah. The over's 1.5, so we'd all be on the over for sure. We will take a break. You're in the program. The great Peter Yates Enoch is here, brought to you by our friends at Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. All right, wrapping up things here in the 3 o'clock hour. Thank you for joining us. Peter Yates, Enoch Inn, brought to you by our friends at Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. Go see them tonight. Get you some great Cajun food. Pete?
Yes, sir.
They'll always be the Big Eight to you, right?
And I'll always have Paris.
Yeah, yeah. I know they own the rights to the Big 12, Big 14, and Big 16. But do they still own the rights to the Big Eight? Could they just be the Big Eight again?
The Big Six? Mm-hmm. I was born when the Big Six.
Break out that old, that great old Big Eight logo, which I was here
when Colorado was just a dream.
Was the logo really great, or is it just the memories of your youth?
It looked pretty damn cool.
Okay. Where I'm going, they got the Big Eight, whether it's hell or heaven. I'm going, and they're going to have the Big Eight there. And Nebraska's going to be back on top.
I hope that's not a schedule
you're
following.
In case he's going to be kicking their heels every once in a while. So,
Pete, yeah. You're the man.
All right, Buster. We'll see you next week.
Blair Kirchhoff coming up next.
Time for our Deli Fresh End of the Hour question. Sponsored by Good Sense. Chosen by KC Sandwich lovers for 30 years. Good Sense. Not because it's easy, but because it's better.
All right, who was the first reliever to win the American League Cy Young Award? Brought to you by Good Sense.